Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a lot of people that are looking forward to seeing this team on the field, and I'm sure they want to get out there and see a quarterback that they're looking forward to seeing at some point. We would like to find out sooner than later, Mr. Harvey. Anytime now would be nice. Please let us know when Deshaun Watson's going to get back on the field. We're still waiting, and I think at this point we're no longer waiting patiently.
The patience has gone out the window.
It's gone. Yeah, it's time. We'd like to think you know what you'd like and what the NFL is going to do. So can we just get this over already? Signed, all of Cleveland. Thank you. In the meantime, though, whoever's playing quarterback, the wide receiver room has got to be a little bit better. And, you know, Dustin, you hear it thrown around that, hey, you know, this quarterback makes his team better. He gets the most out of all of his guys. And that certainly would include wide receivers, right?
Yeah.
But you got to have a group of receivers in the first place that you feel really good about. And I know what the Browns are saying publicly, and they should, right? You got to back the guys that are in your building. But right now, outside of Amari Cooper, we've seen some flashes from Donovan Peoples-Jones when he's been healthy. He's at times looked like he could be a good NFL receiver. There is an awful lot of unproven talent in that room, and unfortunately, that's one of the biggest takeaways from week one of the preseason. Anthony Schwartz played poorly.
You know what's funny about Schwartz, and I'm not trying to know what's going on inside the guy's head, but what happened last year with the Baker Mayfield injury, and you know how people blamed him for giving up on the route, and then you know the whole thing. It was not a good look for him, and he sort of felt probably responsible in a lot of ways for that. And he talked to Mary Kay Cabot last year. There was an article written about it this offseason that made you think maybe there's more to this, and I don't know. I just wonder, because now the team is kind of relying on him a little bit here, and he hasn't had a great camp. A little bit nicked up early, and then now he's back, and he's with the game on Friday. I mean, just not good.
No, sometimes drops happen.
Again, just one game, but
yeah.
Like
it was
for
not
a guy who's a third round pick, you're expecting a lot more out of this guy.
I remember there being a lot more pomp and circumstance and hype around his speed than his hands.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they drafted him out of Auburn.
So, you know, you obviously can't showcase your open field speed unless you got the ball in your hands. What do the Browns do here? Because, I mean, they've got to be evaluating this the same way, and maybe some of it is, well, we've got some rookies in camp. Let's see what they got. But what other options exist for them to upgrade this room, in your opinion?
Well, there's about maybe a dozen or, you know, 8 to 12 guys that are available on the open market. We've talked about a couple of them. Like, I think T.Y. Hilton's still out there. You've got like Emmanuel Sanders, just to name a couple, that are you know, guys that are 10-year vets that I would feel a lot more comfortable with if they were on the roster, as opposed to some of these younger players, including Schwartz. And no one's saying you got to cut Schwartz, but like, what's the harm in bringing in another body right now?
I agree, and I guess I just consider it from the, okay, what's the worst-case scenario perspective here? What happens if Amari Cooper gets hurt? You know, I mean, guys get banged up, and what if he's not available for whatever reason? And, you know, God forbid it happened, but I don't think this team could go into a game feeling great about its passing attack without Deshaun Watson and if Cooper got hurt.
Right.
That would be awful. And you can't really feel like you're going to win a game doing that.
No.
I mean, no, the team will stack the box against you. You won't be able to run.
It is so funny that, you know, here we are, and we have these huge expectations for this team this year. And now, as we're a few weeks away from the opener, starting to see some warts. And that's, but here's the thing. It's not just the Browns. Like, it would be any team. It'd be the Packers if they didn't have Rodgers.
Sure.
You know, it'd be Tampa if they didn't have, like, it doesn't matter. Any team that's got a great quarterback, you don't have that guy, every other thing issue-wise is going to become a big deal.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we're at with this offense right now.
I wonder what, you know, behind closed doors in the locker room, I wonder how guys are feeling about the potential that this team may not sign, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo if he became a free agent or trade for him, or what the perception might be of, how about somebody like Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah.
Clowney said, hey, I'm going to come back to Cleveland because Deshaun's coming here, and I think that gives me the best chance to go win a Super Bowl somewhere. Well, you can't really control the Deshaun thing.
No.
But I can't imagine that somebody like Clowney is looking at the offense right now and feeling like, hey, we've got a bunch of dudes in the wide receiver room. We're gonna light it up. I mean, maybe I'm off base on that, but I don't see it yet. You know, they drafted David Bell. I'm sure they're going to give him opportunities. Bell had a great career at Purdue, and he's earned the opportunity to show what he can do as an NFL receiver. But I just think that's an awful lot to ask of David Bell, who I mean, what was he? The
99th pick?
Fifth pick, or fifth best receiver, if that.
He would have been drafted higher if he had ran a better 40-yard time, but, I mean, that's most guys.
Yeah.
Production was there.
I mean, he was, at best, he was the fourth best receiver in the Big Ten last year. So, you know, and one of them wasn't draft eligible in Jackson Smith and Jigba, who might be a top five pick, you know, coming up this right. next draft. But I don't know. I agree with you, man. It's funny how you've got all this hype in the offseason. You're looking at all these pieces. You feel so good about so many things. And one injury to an offensive lineman who you were banking on being the starter because there doesn't seem to be a lot of depth. I know Ethan Posick is a 40-game starter and played for the Seahawks, and he's going to be the guy now. But you're not going to convince me that he's a better option than J.C. Tretter, and it doesn't seem like the Browns are interested in signing Tretter right now. There have been a lot of reports refuting the Browns' interest in Jimmy Garoppolo, when I think Garoppolo would be a big-time upgrade over Jacoby Brissett. And it's like, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but I just feel like there are reasons to pump the brakes on the hype train around a team that not long ago had extremely high expectations.
Would you sign a veteran receiver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
I am with you.
I wouldn't have gone into preseason game one without an extra veteran wide receiver. And look, this coaching staff, this front office, they've forgotten more football than I'll know, and they watch tape constantly. So maybe they see something from some of these unproven guys that we just haven't had a chance to see and evaluate. Let's be fair. They're the ones that are they are the ones that are being paid to figure out how to put the best group out on the field. So if they are that confident in this group of wide receivers, okay. But don't expect me to, you know, pump my fist and be really excited and jazzed up about the potential of the offense for guys that have not played in the NFL yet. There's a lot of rookie receivers in camp. And they're going to be doing it with a quarterback that I just don't think is that good. I hope Brissett stuns us. I hope he genuinely surprises us. But Jacoby Brissett's body of work has been meh.
Meh.
Fine. Whatever. I'm not going to turn the games off watch because he's playing, but he doesn't instill any sort of like, oh my God, this team, they got it. And that's why Deshaun's here. Back to what Ian Rappaport said. You know, the Browns signed Jacoby Brissett for a reason. I know. to be the backup quarterback here, not to be the guy that starts a game all year.
He was, he was signed to be the emergency.
Yeah.
Break glass if needed. We're not going to put out a building fire with the fire extinguisher here.
No, that's... That's kind of where I sit on it.
Afternoon Drive continues from training camp in Berea, and we are awfully excited to be joined by Browns tight end David Njoku. Thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. It's a fun time of year because we finally get to actually see football instead of talking about all the hypotheticals, and I have to imagine that it was nice to actually get out on the field and hit somebody wearing a different jersey. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you thought of the first preseason game?
It was brief. It was a good start, but you know, there's always more work to do. So I believe the offensive starters, we had about 9 snaps, and just gotta, brick by brick, day by day, just keep getting better.
And what do you try to accomplish when you know you've got such a small workload coming like that?
Just I guess perfect our craft, focus on like the fundamentals, the small things, like the things that we don't normally talk about as often, and just perfect that and just, like I said, get better every day.
This is a fun time of year because there's a lot of hope and a lot of optimism. And in the offseason here, you've chosen to make Cleveland your home. This is an organization that drafted you, and you were at a point where you probably had options to go look elsewhere. Why is Cleveland so important to you? Why did you choose to stay here?
It's where I became a man. I feel like there's no place I'd rather be because of just all like the ups and downs that I've had while being here. It made me feel like this is the only place I would love to play for, this organization.
And I would assume that a lot of that has to do with the relationships that you build with people, right? I mean, it's at the end of the day, you're playing a game, but this is your place of work. Mm-hmm. How strong right now do you feel the relationships are that you have with coaching staff and front office and organization members, even beyond just your teammates?
I mean, obviously, I think it's most important to have the relationship with the players, but as each day goes by, the closer we all get, all of us. And that's very important in this game, because you want to play for each other, not just for the name on the back of your jersey. So like I said, we're just going to work away every single day. I'm not a rapper, by the way, but yeah.
It's pretty good. That's pretty good. Brendan Gulick with you on Afternoon Drive, and Browns tight end David Njoku, our guest here this afternoon. Take me back to the offseason here. Before you came back, you reported for camp and things, started ramping up. What was the offseason like as you tried to prepare for the year?
It was good. It was good. I mean, I have my yearly routine of, whether I just take X amount of days to relax and recover from the season to, ramping things up in Miami where I train. So, yeah, it was just, it was good. It was a good offseason.
And I guess how has that offseason, curriculum, if you will, how has that kind of evolved for you? I mean, you probably don't train now like you did your rookie year. You kind of learn about your body and you learn new techniques and things.
I think
is that fair?
I train harder now, honestly. I mean, I just the secret is in the dirt is a quote that will never leave me, and I feel like as each year goes by, the harder I feel like I should go. So yeah, I mean, yes, I listen to my body, but at the end of the day, the work needs to be done.
You mentioned Miami. I know you had a great career there at the U. Things have changed a lot in college football between now and then. You wish you had a chance to play when name, image, and likeness was a thing.
That would be kind of nice, right? Yeah, I mean, for sure. I'm sure everybody does. That it's players in college are getting paid a lot of money nowadays. So
no kidding.
I'm sure everybody would love to just get like a year or two of that.
What's been your relationship with the school since you've left?
Very good.
To Coach Cristobal?
Of course. I actually trained there a few times this offseason, too. He's a great coach. I'm excited to see them show out this year.
Awesome. Well, it should be fun to watch them for sure. How about back on the current front? You've got an offense that probably right now, I think it's fair to say that you guys are as skilled when you're fully healthy as you've been at any point, during your time here. I'm curious what you see that the rest of us don't have the ability to see. When you guys are fully healthy and clicking, can you give us some idea of what that feels like and why people should be excited about the potential for this offense?
It's very exciting. When everybody's healthy and everyone's on the same page, it is a very exciting sight to see. And it starts with the work. We have full pads in today, so we're going to try to give it all we got for today and watch the film and then come back tomorrow and do the same thing. So yeah, when we're all on the same page and everyone's clicking, it's lethal.
Feels like there's been a lot of talk from players about how much time you guys have tried to spend together off the field and just the chemistry that you guys are building. What feels different about that this year than in the last few that you've been here?
I think it was very important that the offense as a whole went to the Bahamas together for a few days just to, like, you know, kick it and relax and enjoy each other, along with getting some work in as well. And I felt like, just from my personal experience, you know, I bonded with the offensive line like I never have before, you know, versus the receivers, you know, bonding with the line, you know, and everybody just, you know, coming together. So that was big for us, I think. That was a big step in the right direction.
Who makes the decision on where you go? You went to the Bahamas. That sounds awesome. Everybody wants to do that. But I'm just curious, who chooses the Bahamas?
I think Deshaun did. I mean, okay. I was just told this is where we're going, you know, and, you know, see you there.
Hop on the plane and
yeah,
let's go.
Sure, let's do it. So it was awesome.
And what else do you like to do when you're down there and you're not getting work in? What kind of fun stuff did you guys do?
Just hung by the pool, you know, relaxed, just enjoyed each other's company.
I know you guys have joint practices coming up later this week with the Eagles. Do you prefer, in terms of your preparation to get ready for the year, do you prefer joint practices versus preseason games?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Man. And whatever it is, you know, competition is the best thing that was ever invented in my eyes. So whatever it is, you know, you buckle up them tennis drafts and then you get after it. So.
You ever worry about, you know, tempers flaring and guys, you know, getting hurt if fights break out and things like that? I know that can happen at times.
I mean, yeah, we never want people to get hurt, but, you know, the tempers flaring, that's part of the game, you know. You have to love it. You have to love it, like, what it all comes with it, you know. So me personally, that makes me a little more excited.
David Njoku, our guest on Afternoon Drive, 92.3 The Fan here in Cleveland. And I have to imagine it was probably nice for you to get back on the field last season after you had a couple of years in a row where you were kind of battling some injuries. How long does it take when you're coming back from an injury? I realize you're going through the physical rehab, but from a mental perspective, you can only mental rep things so often. How long does it take before you feel like, man, I'm back. I got it. I'm good.
I mean, we've been playing this game our whole lives, really, so it's really more so physical getting back, and then once you get back physically and you feel confidence in whatever that was injured, it's just right back, I feel like.
You mentioned your relationship with the offensive lineman. Who's the funniest guy in the offensive line?
There's a couple. The funniest guys, I'd say, are either Joel or Wyatt. Those boys are hilarious.
Yeah.
In different ways, too.
Okay, how are they different?
I mean, Joel's more like, you know, business-like, serious, but he has his moments where he likes to act funny. Wyatt is just like a character, so, yeah.
What do you think they'd say about you?
I guess you can ask them and we'll find out.
I guess we will.
Yeah, let's do it.
I guess I'd like your thoughts on the fact that, you know, because you're sort of locked in now with signing a contract extension and you are the leader of that room, has your perspective changed at all, having to kind of step into a leadership role where, you know, you're a staple of this offense now?
I wouldn't say change. I'd say more so grow. I mean, when I throughout my years of being here, I've always tried to help, you know, the guys that were next to me, either younger guys or guys that were in my draft class. Actually, it wasn't until I think this year and last year where some of the rookies were, you know, not older than me, so that's a little exciting, you know. But I just try to, you know, be that helping hand wherever I can. You know, I know as a rookie or like a person new to a team, it may be a little difficult to ask certain questions or to, you know, figure out certain things. And I'm just trying to be that helping hand to help everybody.
I want to take you back to your pre-college days, because rumor has it you were a heck of a high jumper, pretty good track athlete. Do you miss those days?
Yeah, they were fun. They were fun for sure. I won nationals in high school, so that was exciting. I also ran track in college at University of Miami. It was fun. It was a lot of work at UM, but it was fun.
I feel like a lot of guys when they're in high school, you know, sort of do the football season and then they stay in shape by running track or competing in field events. But not too many guys are doing that when they're in college. How did you balance that?
It wasn't easy, honestly. I'd have, like, football training from, like, I'd say 6 to, like, 11:30, and then track practice from like 12:30 to like 2, and then I go to class and everything. So it was a lot, but it was enjoyable.
That's cool, man. It's a fun combination for sure. I heard that at U of M they were trying to figure out where to put you, and I know tight end eventually became the option, but rumor has it you played a little linebacker.
Yeah, for a few days they put me at linebacker, man. It was crazy.
What's the perspective like when you're on the other side of the ball there?
No, I just I like scoring touchdowns and getting sacks. So, you know, I was almost out the door going to Ohio State, and you know, but no one really knows much about that story. But yeah, it was tough, but we found a way to get me back on the offensive side, so I was happy about that.
I had heard that you had offers from Boston College and Temple along with the Buckeyes. What was the ultimate swaying thing? Since we are in the heart of Buckeye country here, what was the thing that swayed you towards that and kept you there?
I can't talk about that. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Understood. Do you follow the Buckeyes at all?
A little bit, yeah.
They've got a pretty good team this year and high hopes for sure. Mm-hmm. I know they're hopeful down in Coral Gables too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, let's wrap with you know, just one more thought on the preseason game here this past weekend. What's it like when you take that first hit of the year to just kind of like remember that, hey, this is back and real again?
It's always good getting the first one out the way, you know, just, you know, getting the feel for the game, getting, like, you know, once you catch the ball, you know, you got 11 bodies looking at you ready to take your head off. So it's always good to get the first one out the way. Then you can start, you know, brainstorming on how to break those tackles or, you know, or get those extra yards or whatever. So
One last one. When this offense is at its best, I know we haven't had a chance to see it yet, but when you guys are fully clicking, what does that look like?
I guess we'll show you better than I can tell you.
I hope so. I think a lot of us hope so. Yeah. We really appreciate your time, man, and wish you good health and good luck this year. It's been
fun
to follow your career, and we're glad you're in Cleveland long term.
Appreciate that.
All right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.